Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It starts right now on Daily Tip. Presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, PJ Glasser, and for Jenks today. And here's what's on the menu for the next hour. We'll start in college football and some of the big-time jobs that are still up for grabs. Where's Lane Kiffin going to go? And then we'll get into college hoops because we do have the State Farm Championship. Michigan State squaring off with Kentucky, Kansas, and Duke. Should be a couple of good games and a great way to get your feet wet if you haven't been paying attention to college hoops. We'll give you our handicaps for both of those games. Then we go back to the NFL. It is a teaser Tuesday as I lay out my favorite teaser legs in the NFL this week. All right, PJ, so I don't peg you as somebody who watches Hallmark movies or like the equivalent of them, but like it is Hallmark movie season with all these Christmas movies where it feels like washed up actresses who star in this. But I will say, like, some of these actresses who maybe are not A-listers anymore, like Lacey Chabert, Alicia Silverstone was in one, Melissa Joan Hart, where you say to yourself, okay, maybe they're not going to be in the blockbusters anymore, but for this role, for being in Hallmark movies, they do a damn good job. And I feel like it's the same mindset when it comes to James Franklin. Like, maybe he's not going to be starring in blockbusters anymore, but you know what? He would be damn good in a Hallmark movie. I feel like that's, you know, for somebody who goes to, like, NC State or went to NC State, I would love to have James Franklin. I understand he can't win the big one, but I do think he is going to be a great find for someone. And maybe that someone is Virginia Tech, where he just landed.
I completely agree. I think that when this coaching cycle wraps up in college football this offseason, I think I can confidently say that James Franklin of Virginia Tech is going to be the number one in the power rankings for like how a team did in the offseason. Now, there could be a big surprise, like maybe Cignetti goes to Penn State, maybe Nick Saban comes back to LSU. Like, I don't think either of those things are going to happen, but it would take something like that for, I think, me to look at a school landing a better coach in their current situation than what Virginia Tech did. I think this is a home run hire. Like you said, James Franklin maybe couldn't win the big one. You know, maybe his time ran out at Penn State, but that still doesn't mean he's not a really good coach. That still doesn't mean he's not a terrific recruiter. And especially in the ACC, where Clemson certainly hasn't been the same team the last 5 or 6 years. Dabo can't figure out this NIL era. Florida State, super up and down. Miami can't ever win the big game. You know, it feels like they're always great at the start of the year and kind of fall off. And we'll see what Georgia Tech is doing with Brent Key and if he moves on. So ACC is going to be wide open. And Franklin kind of being on that, you know, mid-Atlantic, East Coast area, like he's right in the heart of where he loves to get all his recruits. So I think it's a slam dunk. And when Virginia Tech's rolling and when that place is winning football games, Lane Stadium is one of the best environments. We always think about Sandstorm at the beginning of games. So it is a terrific hire for Virginia Tech, Chelsea, and it's number one. Again, even if Kiffin goes to LSU, Florida, I still think Virginia Tech landing Franklin is a better hire for the Hokies. I think they nailed it. They couldn't have done any better than getting Franklin.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a great get. And I do think that a lot of times people have short memories, and all they think of is this year at Penn State. But you've got to remember the place where Penn State was at when they hired James Franklin. And even when you go further back than that, like being here in Nashville, I think of James Franklin when he was at Vanderbilt. And like that is a very tough place. I understand Vanderbilt is flying high now, but they used to be the cellar dwellers of the SEC, and it's just hard to get recruits to a place that does not have the facilities or the money that some of these other programs have. But my one question mark on James Franklin is this, is that he used to be known famously, and he probably still is, as being a really good recruiter. Do you think any of that negates itself now that we're in the NIL era? Like, does that matter as much?
I mean, even he still showed like he's getting top recruits, and also he's been killing it in the transfer portal. Like, that's why so many people, myself included, love Penn State, because of what a great job he did with roster retention this past year, and then all the guys he was able to land in the portal. So I think Franklin's killing it. I mean, nowadays as a college coach, it's about the three main areas. You got to get guys out of high school, you got to get roster retention, and then you got to get guys out of the portal. Like, those are the three big things. And I think in the small sample size that we've gotten at Penn State, like, he's done a really good job of those three things, and I think he's going to do a really good job at Virginia Tech. And a bunch of coaches, you know, they're maybe good at like two of those areas. They're not as good as third. Maybe they're only really good at one area, but I think Franklin's solid at all three. So, again, that's why I still think in this day and age of college football, still a very good coach. I think a change of scenery is going to be really good for him. I love the fact he's staying on the East Coast. He's still got all these great recruiting connections and all these things. And players love him. You know, he might not win big games, but he does get a bunch of talent.
Yeah, David, I want to bring you in because I know you have all kinds of things to say because you're a Penn State guy. And I want to start kind of with dovetailing off of what PJ was saying, is that when James Franklin left Penn State, it felt like you saw so many testimonials of guys who really liked him. And like, it just feels like he is a well-liked guy, and all the players, you know, have all these glowing things to say about him. So do you think we're, you know, hyping up this hire too much? Or do you think as well that this is a great hire for Virginia Tech?
Oh, this is an absolute grand slam by Virginia Tech. Absolute grand slam. One of the things that I think appealed to James Franklin is, yeah, let's go to a lesser conference, because his goal, his biggest goal, is to be the first African-American head coach to win a national title. And where's the path easiest to get into the college football playoffs as in a Power Four conference? Probably the ACC. Because you never know from year to year, and look at the chaos that is the ACC this year. I mean, to me, it was a grand slam. The problem is now Penn State has to do something, and quickly, because he is a beloved coach. He is a player's coach. There may be, and I've heard rumors, a mass exodus of guys going into the transfer portal, because I think it'd be a different story if James Franklin had taken the job in like UCLA or something like that. Va Tech is a hop, skip, and a jump away from Penn State. You're not like traveling very far if you're a student. So, and most of those guys, like PJ said, are from that Virginia and East Coast area. So Penn State at this point has to make a decision, and make a decision quickly, so they can get a guy in there and try and fend off what James Franklin is probably going to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Try and do, and that's poach Penn State of a majority of the players that he recruited.
Yeah. David, have you heard any rumors or, you know, hot gossip about who Penn State might hire?
There are three names right now that I am hearing a lot about. First is Drinkwitz, the head coach from Missouri. Hartline, the offensive coordinator and number one recruiter in the nation from Ohio State. The problem with that is he's an Ohio State alum. I don't know if he leaves Ohio State to go to Penn State. And the third one, and the most interesting one, is Brian Daboll.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Even though Bill Belichick's not doing much to show that the NFL coaching pipeline to college is working out, but obviously that is a different situation. I think a lot of this will depend on where Lane Kiffin goes, because it does feel like he is the, you know, the one hire that I think everybody is waiting for.
Yeah.
But PJ, the problem is that Ole Miss is still playing meaningful games, and I do think Ole Miss, if they're smart, is going to offer him a lot of money, you know, to stay at Ole Miss because he's done great things for that program. But we do know that Lane Kiffin has some sentimental ties to the University of Florida. In fact, the reason that he wears a visor is because he grew up idolizing Steve Spurrier at the University of Florida. So there are several coaches who are in the running for the Florida job. We also have Kurt Cignetti, who didn't he just sign an extension? Yeah, he's not
in
the running.
Yeah, Elko did too. At A&M.
Okay, so I read that wrong. These are the coaches who have signed extensions who are probably not going to Florida. So Mike Elko signed an extension at Texas A&M, Rhett Lashley at SMU, Matt Rhule at Nebraska. But we're still waiting on Lane Kiffin. And he is the favorite overseas, you know, at some of these books, to be the next head coach at Florida. PJ, do you think he goes to the Gators?
So you are right when you say that he is the top domino this offseason. I mean, he controls everything. Florida and LSU are going to wait as long as they have to. He's their top choice. I think he stays in Oxford. I think he stays with Ole Miss. I don't think he goes to Florida. I don't think he goes to LSU. I think he stays in Mississippi. I think the dark horse in all of this, and I don't think it'll happen, but if Alabama loses to Auburn in 2 weeks and Kellen DeBoer misses the playoff for the second straight season, I don't think they'll get rid of him. But just knowing that fan base, that he will be on the hot seat going into year three. And I think Kiffin to Alabama is something to potentially watch too. Like if Bama does lose, I think Kiffin maybe stays at Ole Miss and then see how year three plays out. And potentially, because he wants the Bama job. Like, that's the job that he really, really wants. So, I think he's waiting. And now that they lost to Oklahoma, and obviously the Iron Bowl of Jordan Hare is always tough, and that's always a close game. And year three, it could kind of be like the Brian Kelly LSU situation or Napier, where they're not going to get rid of him, but you know going into that next year, it's make or break. So, I think that's an interesting piece to watch in all of this as well. But I don't think he's going to Florida and LSU, and I've never bought it. You know, even though those jobs are better than Ole Miss, like, they're not monumental leaps, and he's done such a good job at Ole Miss, and you're still in the same conference, and you have so much job equity there. Like, I just don't think you go to a place like Florida or LSU where they're going to have to ask you to win right away, and with their track record of how quickly they've gotten rid of some of these coaches, I think he stays in Ole Miss, Chelsea. I really think Bama's the only job that he looks at where he would absolutely be willing to leave his current situation. And because now of how their season's looking and potentially what could unfold, I wouldn't put it past him that maybe he stays in Ole Miss for this next upcoming year and maybe see how the situation plays out, Bama.
I think what's different is that he's going to get a very large blank check from some of these schools. And that is going to be money that's going to be real tough to turn down if, you know, that's the ultimate goal for him. And here's the thing. I don't know if you remember this, but, like, loyalty has not been a trait associated with Lane Kiffin. Because, again, as somebody who lives in the state of Tennessee, Vols fans are not huge fans of Lane Kiffin leaving in the night for the job at USC.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, that was quite some time ago. It's just he is in such a position of power right now where so many schools are after him. But the gamble for the schools is this, is that, you know, they could wait around for Lane Kiffin to be available or, you know, for the season to be over. And then he stays at Ole Miss. And then, like, you've missed the boat on maybe some of these other, like, good up-and-coming coaches. So, like, if you're LSU, if you're Florida, do you explore other options right now? Or do you just simply wait around and just kind of hope for the home run hire?
I mean, you're definitely exploring. You're definitely fielding phone calls. You're definitely trying to test the waters of these other coaches. I think Kiffin is the number one for both of those schools. But, yeah, I mean, if there's another candidate out there that you really like and you feel like you're getting a good deal and he's 100% committed to you, I could see one of these teams pulling the trigger for sure and hiring one of those other coaches. So, I mean, look, Kiffin's definitely the number one on both Florida and LSU's list. But, again, I mean, they're going to be in the college football playoff and they're not going to be able to hire him until the end of December. And there's going to be a lot of guys in the portal by then and a lot of moving parts going on in college football. So they're really going to be behind the eight ball if they just sit around and wait. And if they don't really feel like they can get him, or if they really get the sense that he's staying at Ole Miss, I think there's a good chance that one of or if both of those schools decide to go in a different direction and hire another coach.
It's wild how the tables have turned, because wasn't Lane Kiffin once fired on the tarmac?
Yeah.
USC.
Yeah, USC, yep.
Like, what a wild turn of events to where now he's the most sought-after hire in college football. And once upon a time, it felt like the narrative on Lane Kiffin was that, like, he kept falling up. Like, do you remember that stretch where you're like, how does he keep getting jobs? Like, it almost felt like similar to what we saw from, who was it, Cliff Kingsbury, mm-hmm. where he wasn't even good that great in college. And they're like, hey, we're going to give you the head coaching job of the Cardinals. You're like, what? He wasn't even good in college. So, I don't know. It's crazy how the narrative has changed on Lane Kiffin, and now he is going to be a very, very rich man, no matter where he chooses to coach. All right, coming up next, we got to get to some college hoops. The State Farm Championship gives us some great top 25 matchups. We'll give you our bets for both. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend. created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.